astronauts go into space and land on the moon, they have to wear space suits and moon helmets, because it's the only way they can live in a hostile environment. Well, I sometimes wear a moon helmet metaphorically when I'm in a hostile environment, for survival reasons. I put on my helmet in the sense of switching off, going inward, shutting out what I want to shut out, and creating my own atmosphere. It's one survival technique among many. It can be dangerous psychologically to overuse the strategy, but within limits it can be very helpful. We do not have to be bombarded by all the rubbish that comes our way. We can, and I think we should, switch off the TV, or at least change the channels. We can, and we should sometimes, switch off people when they assault us with their psychological handbags. We do not have to take everything thrown at us. Assertion is usually assumed to involve other people, but it doesn't have to. It's assertion when we switch off, put on our moon helmet, and live in our own rarefied atmosphere. We can do it without anyone even noticing. But we can assert what atmosphere we want to live in and breathe. Inner assertion exists as well as outer assertion. St. Paul in the Bible encourages us to fill our lives with what is good and pure and lovely. We live in a time and place when we are bombarded by stimuli till we become numb. And often it's bad stimuli, like sex advertising, swearing, violence, arrogant ignorance. I know that I'm much happier when preoccupied with prayer, Bible reading, thinking, writing, than when I'm absorbed with meetings, administration, and chores. Paul says pray without ceasing, and he doesn't mean close your eyes and rabbit on and on to God, but rather live in the continuous atmosphere, attitude, outlook of the real presence of Jesus all the time. Evict the squatting, world-wearying, negative noise and clamour, which will render us numb and limp like a wrung-out dishcloth and spiritually dead, and instead live as someone in love with Jesus, in love with the new life he gives us. Too happy to be sad.